Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, celebrating 9 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. And boy, howdy, have we had some fun. I'm telling you right now, it's been a wild ride. As my friend Ivan Meisner says, it's been Mr. Toad's wild ride. And somebody who's helped us take that wild ride over the last several years, actually, he's in his eighth year with us now. He's already had his seventh anniversary with us. And that's our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. You know him as the Chief Home Officer, the author of Safe at Home, the author of Home Office Know-How, the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting, as I drop half of his books. He's a great resource for us and a staunch supporter of all the things that you do. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, and I'd like to think of myself in that context as Mr. Toad's co-pilot.
There you go. You're my wingman, right?
I'm your wingman. I got your back, baby. I got your back, unless you go totally off the wall, and then you're on your own.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Hey, Jeff, one of the things, before I go further, seriously, for the steadfast support that you've given our organization and me and our small business charges out there over the last all these years, and for all you do every day, we thank you.
You know what? It's been great, and it's a partnership. So I've gotten a lot of great ideas and a great relationship with you. So thank you for having me, and thank you for keeping me part of keeping me part of the Brain Trust.
Well, and it's all because of these cuddly little folks out there who run small businesses.
Right.
They're so lovable, aren't they?
We just do it for them. They're so warm and cuddly and
That's
stuff
right.
that we just keep them in our midst. Just hug them and squeeze them and call them George.
Except for the grumpy ones. Jeffrey,
well, as I always say, sometimes I wake up grumpy, and sometimes I just let her sleep.
There you go.
So, you know, I got to keep
that. Okay, that's another story. You're on your own on that one. Hey, Jeff, there are actually people out there who advise their consultants to businesses, to business owners, who advise them about the types of products the types of technology that they need that's coming out that helps them see over the horizon a little bit, aren't there?
Yeah, there are, and as we head toward the holiday season, a lot of companies, both the holiday season as we head toward December 31, which is a great day no later than which to go out and buy all your new technology and stuff so you can write it off against this year as opposed to wait till next year. But a lot of people will be looking for new technology. So every year I do sort of a tech head's wish list, sort of that tech guru. What are they looking for from there? If they had a crystal ball or if they had a Santa's wish list, what would they be wanting for? So we look at whether it's technology or just some strategies that their clients can implement to keep the technology end of the small business running a little smoother. So there's a lot of great ideas out there.
Well, small business owners really need this because, as you know, Jeffrey, we have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on.
Right.
And somebody asked me the other day, a question came through from the Ask Jim thing through IBM's website, asked me what I thought was the top 10 things that managers should know top 10, I guess, best practices and ideas for managers. And one of them that I gave them was buy technology first, hire second.
Right.
What do you think?
I think it's a great idea. Along those same lines, I would almost say know what you don't know. And a lot of people will be sold by a TV commercial online, a TV commercial or an online ad that tells them they need this computer or they need that computer or they need this piece of technology or that handheld or this phone or that network. How do they know what they need? I mean, I assume that Jim runs, you know, Small Business Network and you know, the Small Business Advocate, but how much do you really know, and sort of rhetorically speaking, how much much do you really know about technology? You know, how much does the plumber, the flower shop owner, the contractor out there, how much do they really know about technology? How much do they know that they should be sort of offloading to an expert who can handle that for them?
Absolutely. And the thing is that small business owners have everyone has to figure out how to continually how to make a profit, how to be profitable.
Right.
And I'll tell you something else that's happening, Jeffrey. The Democrats are now in charge of Congress, and one of the lines they've drawn in the sand is that they're by golly going to raise minimum wage. And so, as you know, minimum wage doesn't just affect the people that you have working for you on minimum wage. Most small business owners don't have that many. They typically pay their people more than minimum wage, I think. But it puts upward pressure on all wages.
Right.
And
right.
So your payroll, folks, get ready. 2007, your payroll is going to go up more than you had planned, probably. And so, in my opinion, Jeffrey, we've all got to figure out how to maximize technology. And you know, when I was coming up as a young pup, you hired people and you rigged them with technology, perhaps.
Right.
You had a person to do the job and you gave them the tools they need. Today, you buy the tools and you hire employees to manage the tools.
Well, right, and you have to you buy the tools based on what your needs are, and that's where your tech head comes in. And that's where you're talking to your peers. If you're a CPA just starting out in practice, you know, talk to your peers. Or if you're in any business and you need technology, you talk to your trade association. You talk to others who are already in the field. What technology do I need? What do I need to run this show? And then you hire people based on their ability. You know, you'll see want ads all the time. Can they use PowerPoint? Do they know how to use Excel?
That's right.
You know, can they use Quicken or QuickBooks, you know, if they're doing your bookkeeping? You know, I mean, you want to make sure that they fit the technology that you already have in place.
See, and this to me, and I pardon me for getting throwing a little politics in here, this is another reason why the minimum wage increase is no longer necessary, because most of the young people that would be coming up these days, Jeff, every one of the young people that I've hired in the last several years have been very savvy. Even though they might not know anything about business when they got here, they've been very savvy about technology. And so they already had skills that they were almost born with,
right.
You know, the younger generation. And that made them worth more than minimum wage.
And the issue is, when it comes to minimum wage, I think I've read, I don't know for fact, but I've read that many states already have in place minimum wage laws that are higher than what the federal government is looking to impose or
right.
achieve. So, you know, minimum wage aside, I think that you got to realize that if you want a good person, $7.65 or whatever that price, the minimum wage number is six something. I'm not sure what the figure is. You ain't getting nobody in small business for that.
That's
they're
right.
Flip burgers, maybe,
but therefore you better. You also need to be. They need to be capable of using the tools that you have, the technology
right.
that you have. Stand by, Jeffrey. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Jeff, give us your website quickly.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Happy anniversary, baby. The 9th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you very much for helping us celebrate this week. As I warned you earlier in the week, it's going to be a little bit obnoxious. Not extremely obnoxious, just a little bit obnoxious. Right, Jeffrey?
Black. I mean, yeah. I wanted to say that on the air for all my
you've
life.
You've always wanted to. And who gave you the chance? Who loves you, baby?
You, my man.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, the Chief Home Officer. And, folks, I encourage you to check out his books on his website. Go ahead, Jeff.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
He also writes a column for the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel, and you can find those at that website as well. And you got a lot of other stuff posted on your website too, don't you, Jeff?
I got more content than I think the Library of Congress on my website. We have, but seriously, it's a resource that I've built, not unlike what you've done and are doing with your resources. Just lots of articles on technology, marketing, small business strategy, telework. You know, a lot of questions and frequently asked questions about home officing and micro enterprise, micropreneurship, and a lot of just great ideas and resources. A lot of links out there as well, because we try and help others learn how to run their business well from home.
What's some of the technology that you're seeing out there that we need to know about?
I think that what we're going to see unfolding, that holiday wish list of the tech head, let's go through it real fast. I think the Bluetooth headset, a lot of people see it, but the tech heads are saying they're seeing it even more this year. A lot of people are moving now. It requires you to have a Bluetooth phone, but a Bluetooth headset is really a cool device because it means your phone can be anywhere and you can answer from your earpiece, as long as your phone is in your pocket. If you're a woman, it's in your purse, or if it's your man and it's in your man purse, it can be on your belt, whatever the case may be. Wireless, hands-free, and a lot of states are moving towards hands-free as well, requiring it for use in the car.
For phone. Go ahead.
And they also make a Bluetooth that is interchangeable, like Plantronics makes one that's interchangeable between your desktop, meaning your desktop phone, and your cell phone. So one headset for either phone station, so to speak.
So one day in 100 years or 200 years, some child's going to be born, and it'll be genetically programmed with Bluetooth, right? It'll be part of the ear. It'll come anyway. Well, Jeffrey, a couple of things on Bluetooth. It's the weirdest thing. You're standing in an airport, and there's just two of you. You and one other person you don't know, and you just sort of wound up standing beside each other, waiting on a plane. And all of a sudden, the other person, for no apparent reason, says, "Oh, hi, how are you?"
Right.
And you look over, and you say, "Well, hi, I'm fine. It's just fine." And you realize that they're not talking to you. They're talking on their Bluetooth, which is on the other side of his head.
We're getting used to that. Lieutenant Uhura was way ahead of his time.
That's exactly right. But here's the other thing. I want to have one of these things where you tap your chest, and communicate with these things. That's what I want. But let me encourage people to do one thing. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have Bluetooth, when you go to a restaurant, please take it off.
Right.
I was at a restaurant the other day, and there were eight people having dinner. They were sitting in front of me. It was like a company gathering. And a guy sat there the whole time with Bluetooth in his ear with a little red light, the little blue light beeping.
Right.
That was so obnoxious. Ladies and gentlemen, take the Bluetooth off.
It is basic cell phone etiquette 101. And I think that's, if I'm sitting with friends, the moment my phone rings, I'll grab it and look at it and either send it to voicemail, or if I need to answer, excuse me, and I walk away. I don't care who I'm with. If I'm with family, if I'm with friends, if I'm among new friends, if I can, I'll answer. If I have to, I'll answer it.
Well, of course, there's sometimes when you want to just turn it off and not answer it at all. But I just want to make those two points about Bluetooth. Go ahead and give us the rest of your list.
If you need email, consider whether you use a BlackBerry or a Palm or whatever device, the Trio, whatever.
I use BlackBerry.
That's one thing we're going to see a lot more of. In fact, I read a story about a newly elected House of Representative member who the first call he got from his house, whoever the orchestrator is in Washington who was helping him get settled in, what type of handheld do you want?
Right.
No more being out of touch, and there's no more excuse if you rely on email. Two other things. Keep your tech guru, keep the number handy. Always be inclined to make that phone call rather than troubleshoot in-depth problems on your own if you're digging to get in too deeply, because they're paid and they're savvy at doing that. And then just remember what your limits are, and remember how technology is. Get back to the beginning of this conversation. Remember how technology can help you run your business better, whether it's software, whether it's hardware, whether it's on your desktop or remote while you're out on the road. Realize how technology can help you run your business better and take advantage of it.
But when you're having when you're meeting with friends or you're having dinner with friends, don't let the technology get in the way. Jeffrey, I've actually had people to come to my office to ask me for advice. They drop in on me unannounced. These are people that I'm acquainted with. They ask me for advice, and I give them a couple of minutes. We sit down, and in the first 3 minutes, they get a phone call. They literally take the call and make me sit there and wait on them.
I say, excuse me, and I send the call to voicemail. Well, I say, excuse me, so I can grab the phone.
When they do that to me, I say, excuse me, you're dismissed now. You can leave.
Right, right.
But anyway, folks, having all this technology is not an excuse for being rude. Hey,
right.
Jeffrey, give us the website again, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Jeff. See you next time.
Always great, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Quick break. Right back with Steve Martin right after these messages. He's a wild and crazy guy, but not that wild and crazy guy. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.